We want to get things underway this evening so we can, the mayor has another engagement. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I do recognize our school committee member, Jonathan Joe. Jonathan, our board meeting is not going to commence until after the budget address. If you'd like to join us inside the rail at this time, I don't need a suspension of the rules. That's fine. He can stay for the board meeting. I expect it to be very quick. Are all my colleagues present and accounted for at this time? Okay, obviously everyone knows we're under a little bit of different circumstances this evening. I spoke with the mayor earlier today. We are not going to send a delegation to retrieve him. We are going to have the vice president escort him in for his fiscal year 14 budget address, trying to keep things very respectful for this evening. Obviously that everything has gone on in the last 24 to 36 hours in Boston, in our area. At this time, I would like to ask the vice president to please escort the mayor in, and if we could please rise for him. He's going to join us up here. And once the mayor is here, I'm going to ask that everyone please remain standing. Good evening, Mr. Mayor. So we could have everyone please remain standing. We're going to have a moment of silence for all of the victims, the families, friends, relatives of Newton, Boston, and beyond, for everyone that was affected yesterday during this horrific tragedy. I'd like that we please have a moment of silence to remember everyone, keep everyone in our thoughts, and pray as we go forward. Thank you. At this time, if you could please be seated, I'm going to turn the mic over to the mayor of the city of Newton for his fiscal year 14 budget address. And at this time, I welcome Mayor Seti Warren.
Thank you, Mr. President, Honorable Board, Vice President Lappin, School Committee Jonathan Yeo. This evening was to be the presentation of the FY 14 budget. I am presenting that to all of you. You'll get those books upon conclusion of my brief remarks this evening. I did have a prepared text that I was going to use to go through the budget this evening, but I decided it would not be appropriate in light of the tragedy and the tragic events that took place yesterday. I will ensure that the budget is available online, as well as a message describing what we'll be doing in FY14. I want to just take a few minutes to reflect on what happened yesterday here in the Boston area. Many of you were a part of marathon preparations. Some of you were out on the marathon route. Yesterday will change the way we think, the way we act, the way we prepare our days, how we execute government. I believe strongly that the operations of government must move forward, which is why we're here this evening, which is why I made the decision to submit the budget. At the same time, it's incredibly important that we reflect as a community on what happened. There was a loss of life. There are injuries to innocent people, an act of terrorism. We mourn for those victims, those who lost their lives, their families, their relatives, and their friends. We think about the people that were a part of that marathon that day, that witnessed murder, that witnessed a tragedy. Yesterday, in this building, right behind me in the War Memorial, marathoners who prepared to cross the finish line were stopped here in Newton. Streets were closed down. We had runners in the War Memorial The first responders of the city, Newton Police, Newton Fire, acted quickly and made sure those runners had a place to go, felt safe, were safe, had comfort and kindness, had nourishment, had warmth. The acts I saw yesterday represented what is best about not only this community, but this country. People not just doing their jobs, but taking the time to make sure that people in extremely tragic circumstances were taken care of. Members of the staff, some of whom are sitting here in back of you, were here comforting people who were scared, didn't know if their loved ones or friends had been lost. They took the time. They made sure that we surrounded those people with love and kindness. That is what this community is about. That is who we are. Those are our values. So I say this. We're going to be mourning for many days. We're going to be on high alert. There's going to be a lot of anxiety, not only about what we don't know, but what we do know. Let's make sure that we never forget what happened in this war memorial, because that's who we are. It's not the cowardice act of some terrorists. It's the love and compassion of a community. Let us carry that with us as we move on from this and move forward from this in our jobs and our lives, the leadership of this city. Let us show confidence and strength, but empathy in the coming days and hours. That's what we must do as a community. And that's my message this evening. Tomorrow we'll have a community event, a vigil, in the same place, steps, that we welcome marathoners who are in grief at 6:30. I ask that you're there. Welcome all those in the surrounding community. We will also have counseling available in the War Memorial on Thursday and Friday, provided by one of our nonprofits, Riverside. You can walk in, community members can walk in and talk to someone. So I'll end there, and I want to say it's a real honor to serve as the mayor of this great city, serve as the leader of this city, but most importantly, as a member of a community that loves and has compassion. Thank you very much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask that the Vice President please escort the mayor out. As you mentioned, the formal budget text will be online tonight or tomorrow, Mr. Mayor. Is that accurate? Okay. And the board is going, we have not commenced with our meeting. We'll be in a brief two-minute break so we could escort the mayor out. We will distribute the budget books, and we will come back and commence with our business. Okay? So I'll ask that we'll be in a two-minute break. Thank you very much, folks. Okay, I'd like to ask my colleagues to please take their seats. At this time, I'd like to recognize Alderman Yates, who is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Again, just want to, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Tuesday, April the 16th, 2013. Again, just wanted to reiterate, we felt it was very important to go forward with tonight's budget address and board meeting. As I mentioned in an email earlier today, we did have our moment of silence earlier this evening. It was great to have the mayor join us for that. As I did mention in my email to you earlier today, that our thoughts and prayers are with everyone from Boston and beyond. This is an event that has touched the lives of everyone in the world. And I did also speak with the mayor about holding tonight. We thought it was important not only for him to go forward with his work, but thought it was very important for us to go forward with our work. And at the same time, I'm glad that people had the time to spend time with loved ones and friends and relatives last night, but as I always say to this body, that we are a family too. So I did think that it was important to come this evening and see each other and just ask if everyone's okay and just to say hello. I thought that was also very important. So I'm glad to see everybody here tonight. As I mentioned to you, I'm hoping for your cooperation so that we can move through tonight's business in an efficient manner and get you back to the folks that are the most important to you. So thank you for all your help and cooperation this evening. On your desks tonight, in your docket book, you're going to find an updated docket. All the items in this updated docket are the same as the docket that you received. It's just that I believe two of them were supposed to be advertised as public hearings, and that's not on those. So the docket that you received in your packet, the docket that's in the book, is actually the same. There were just actually two items that we will assign as public hearings tonight. Okay? And the Public Facility Committee members, on your desks, you will find plans for docket item 154-13, which is on the PF agenda for tomorrow night. So that is on the desks of the Public Facility Committee members. All right? Just want to make everyone aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And with all that information, I am going to start our first call of reports, and I will recognize the Chair of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee this evening begins on page 80 of the report's docket. Petition number 61-13, Stephen Edsel, Michael J. Cedroni. Petition for a special premise site plan approval to construct four attached dwellings in two buildings, waive the side setback requirements, and locate a driveway within 10 feet of the side lot line at 288 Nevada Street, Ward 1, on land known as SBL 14811, containing approximately 50,227 square feet of land in the district zone multi-residence 1. That item was approved by a vote of 5-0 with one abstaining. Proceeding on to page, 81, actually on to page 82. Our next item is petition number, I beg your pardon. I guess all other items were held, but I would ask to be recognized for a public hearing at this time.
Mr. Chairman, on 82, we did have two items that were passed,
I beg your pardon again. You're absolutely correct. I apologize. On page 82, the report's docket, we have item number 105-13, J. Stephen Cohen, petition for special permit site plan approval to construct a one-story addition to the rear of an existing single-family house and to add a second garage bay to an existing single-car garage, which will increase the floor area ratio from 0.36 to 0.45, where 0.34 is allowed at 132 Hammond Street, Ward 7, on land known as SBL 611224, containing approximately 13,561 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 2. A public hearing was held and closed on that item, and it was approved by a vote of 6-0 with one abstention. Proceeding to the next item, petition number 106-13, A&L Auto Service LLC, Antoine Dar, manager, petition for a special permit site plan approval approval to amend special permit 559-70 in order to erect a one-story rear addition, delete the requirement for and reference to wooden planters, and substitute in place thereof a 5-foot fence along the easterly property line at 414 Watertown Street, Ward 1, on land known as SBL 141524, containing approximately 10,992 square feet of land in a district zone business 2. Public hearing was held and closed on that item, and it was approved by a vote of 7-0. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee, and at this time I would ask to be recognized to assign public hearings.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 87 of the docket, public hearings to be assigned for May 14, 2013. We have 6 of them. It is starts with petition number 140-13, William and Alice Kelly. Petition for special permit site plan approval to construct a 2-story addition to the right side and rear of an existing single-family dwelling, increasing the floor area ratio from 0.39 to 0.50, where 0.40 is allowed by right, at 12 Fellsmere Road, Newton Center, Ward 7, on land known as SBL 73378, containing approximately 8,500 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 2. Petition number 141-13, Zion Yehoshua and Nixon Gordon, petition for a special permit site plan approval to regrade an existing driveway to make it less steep by rebuilding existing retaining walls within the setback at a maximum height of 6 feet and to provide 2 parking spaces with a front setback at 74 Newtonville Avenue, Newton, Ward 1, on land known as SBL 122125, containing approximately 10,021 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 3. Petition number 211-12, parens 2, Robert and Patricia Wellborn, petition for special permit site plan approval to construct several retaining walls greater than 4 feet in height within a side setback and to waive, if necessary, the minimum driveway width of 12 feet to accommodate an existing city-owned tree in conjunction with a new single-family dwelling at 24 Wild Road, Wabin, Ward 5, on land known as SBL 55195, containing approximately 8,444 square feet of land in district zone single residence 2. Proceeding to page 88 of the docket, we have petition number 142-13, Elizabeth and Peter Nerzinski, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct a 510 square foot addition to the first floor unit of an existing two-family dwelling, which will increase the floor area ratio from 0.56 to 0.65, where 0.54 is allowed by right, at 99 through 101 Atwood Avenue, Newtonville, Ward 2, on land known as SBL 22238, containing approximately 7,434 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 1. Petition number 143-13, Dana J. Katz, trustee, DK Realty Trust, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure construct an addition of approximately 1,280 square feet to an existing building, which addition includes relocating a front entrance that will create a new two-story vestibule containing 122 square feet, another 668 square feet of first floor space for a new tenant. The remainder of the upper floor will be used for additional dressing rooms and storage, and to locate parking stalls within 2 feet of a side lot line, and for various waivers from lighting, landscaping, and bicycle parking requirements for the existing Milton's Store for Men at 176 Boylston Street, Chestnut Hill, Ward 7, on land known as SBL 82218. And finally, petition number 144-13, Claudia Joseph and Sean Doherty, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure by adding a 94.5 square foot mudroom at the rear of an existing two-family dwelling and to fill in a 14.5 square foot corner of the kitchen at 140 Church Street, Newton Corner, on land known as SBL 7264, containing approximately 9,070 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 1.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Well, I can't read as much as with great enthusiasm with my one item tonight, so I'll make up for some lost time. The Zoning Planning Committee report begins on page 83. Docket item 126-13, Peter D. Doringer of 35 Pulsifer Street, Newtonville, appointed as an alternate member of the Planning and Development Board for a term to expire on February 1st, 2018. This was approved 5 in favor and none opposed and no abstentions, and that ends the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next I have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 83. The only item to report out is item number 109-13, appointment by His Honor the Mayor of Gloria Mastrocola Gavris of 21 Monadnock Road, Chestnut Hill, appointed as a member of the Licensing Board for a term to expire June 1st, 2019. That was approved by a vote of 5-0. I'd also like to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please go ahead, Madam Chair.
On page 89, it's item number 147-13. His Honor the Mayor requesting approval to implement a reorganization plan in order to consolidate the Elections Department into the City Clerk's Department under Article 6, Section 6-2 of the City of Newton Charter. We'd like to assign the public hearing for May 8th.
Great. Thank you very much. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening, and Wednesday's meeting has been canceled.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 84 of the report's docket. Item number 113-13, Design Review Committee, in accordance with 558 of the City of Newton Ordinances, petitioning for a grant of site plan approval for the following installation of modular classrooms. A, 4 modular classrooms with associated connectors at Bowen Elementary School, 280 Cypress Street, Ward 6. B, 1 modular classroom with associated connectors at Burr Elementary School, 171 Pine Street, Ward 4. C, 1 modular classroom with associated connectors at Horace Mann Elementary School, 687 Watertown Street, Ward 2. And D, up to 4 modular classrooms with associated connectors at Mason Wright School, 149 Pleasant Street, Ward 6, approved 5-0. And let's see, 135-13, His Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $750,000 from free cash to the Department of Public Works snow and ice removal accounts, approved 5-0, and I'd like to be recognized to assign public hearing.
Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
On page 89 of the referred of the docket, public hearing to be assigned for May 8, 2013, 151-13, National Grid petitioning for a grant allocation to install and maintain 140 feet of 4-inch gas main in Cobb Place from existing 4-inch gas main in DeWinda Road Westley to 36 Cobb Ward 5. And I've also require suspension of the rules for a late file item.
The chairman has requested a suspension of the rules to accept a late file docket item. I have a second. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
154-13, Alderman Sangiolo requesting a waiver of City of Newton Ordinances, Section 558, site plan approval for construction or modification of municipal buildings and facilities for a concession stand to be constructed by Newton West Little League to be located at Lions Field in Auburndale. And that's the report.
Great, thank you. And that item is on for Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening, correct? Thank you. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance report begins at the top of page 85. First item is 116-13, His Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $435,510 from the March 7th, 2013 Declaration of Overlay Surplus, as declared by the Chairman of the Board of Assessors, to the Reserve for Statutory Interest on Property Tax. This was approved 6-0. 78-10, parens 2, His Honor the Mayor requesting amendments to the Financial Management Guidelines, approved by the Board of Aldermen on April 12, 2011, which in effect sets up this reserve for statutory interest account, and that item was approved by a vote of 6-0. 118-13, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to expend $96,000 from the FEMA FY 2012 Assistance to Firefighter Grant Program and to transfer the sum of $24,000 from the fiscal year 2013 Fire Department operating budget to meet the local match requirement for the purpose of training and certifying 24 Fire Department personnel to the highest level of technical rescue specialization. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. 135-13, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $750,000 from free cash to the Department of Public Works snow and ice removal accounts. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. 133-13, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $1,000 from free cash to the Veterans Services full-time salary account. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. 134-13, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $37,500 from the Newton Free Library full-time salaries account to a capital equipment account for the purpose of funding security cameras at the Newton Free Library. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. All other items were held. I'd like to request a suspension of the rules in order to refer three late filed items that are located on page 90.
Okay, the chairman has requested a suspension of the rules, and I have a second. This is to accept a number of late filed docket items to his committee, and I believe one of those items is also jointly referred to programs and services, okay? So all those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
157-13, this is programs and services in finance. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $119,426. From the fiscal year 13E rate reimbursement funds for the purpose of upgrading the wireless networks at the high school. Second item is a joint referral of public facilities. 158-13 is on the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $132,000 from the capital stabilization fund for the purpose of addressing emergency repairs to the library chiller system. And the third item, which is jointly referred with public facilities, 205-12 parens 2, is on the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $184,319 within the F.A. Day Middle School Project Board Order to reallocate the unspent funds in various accounts. And then I also would like to be recognized to assign a public hearing for May the 6th in 2013.
Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
That would be docket item 322-12, parens 3. His Honor the Mayor submitting recommended FY 2014 water and sewer rates for implementation on July 1st, 2013. And with that, I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, that concludes our first call of reports and items to refer on our docket. Is there any other business on first call this evening? Seeing none, just before I do ask the clerk to have our first call of reports, I just did want to remind folks again what the mayor had mentioned, that if folks do need someone to talk to about the events that occurred yesterday in Boston, we will have the Riverside Trauma Center, as well as a number of members from our Health and Human Services Department. They will be here on Thursday and Friday in the War Memorial. They will be here on Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the War Memorial, and on Friday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's an opportunity for people to come and just be with one another if they want to talk, and talk to some professionals about the events that occurred yesterday. That's Thursday and Friday, okay? I also just did want to thank a number of the members of our police department who came to be with us tonight. It's very much appreciated, and thank you all. Okay, seeing no other business, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hess Mahan.
I vote aye on all items with the exception of number 134-13 on page 85 of the report's docket, on which I vote no.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin. Alderman Bredo.
Aye with the exception of 134-13 on page 85 of the docket, which is Rivera.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 20 yeas with 3 absent and 1 vacancy on all items except item 134-13, where the vote is 18 yeas, 2 nays, 3 absent and 1 vacancy.
Great. All items on first call carry. And is there any business before the board, any other business before the board this evening? Again, thank you all for coming out tonight. This time I'll recognize Alderman Yates. I have a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 7:46 p.m.